there a big game tonight? Lots of spirit. Matthew 5, verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. He's 86 years old now, but he signed his first professional baseball contract when he was 16. How many other boys could say that? He had really arrived at the top of the world, or so he thought. Apparently, some pitchers didn't know that, and just a few months later, this baseball prodigy was failing in the St. Louis Cardinals' lowest farm team. He was batting 100 and change and about to get cut from the lowest level in professional baseball. As he sat alone in the twilight after practice, an old groundskeeper finished working on the infield and then came over to him. After chatting for a few minutes, the older man said, "Well, you know what I think your trouble is? When you think you're green, you can grow. But when you think you're ripe, you can only get rotten." The young man actually started to listen then, and the next day tried a couple of the tips he had been given, ended up playing 5 years in the majors and getting a World Series ring. In the real world, the world where God said, "Let there be light," and there was light, it is also important to see ourselves as we really are, to know that we are totally, absolutely dependent on God, our Maker, Redeemer, and Comforter. Whether we are outwardly successful like Abraham, or destitute like poor Lazarus, we all come before the throne the same. "Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling." In relation to God, who is Spirit, we need to know we are poor beggars who desperately need to receive God's gracious gifts. The unbelieving world, of course, cannot understand this. They think we are restricting our own development by looking at all the things that we have and all the temptations to indulge ourselves, and then saying with the Apostle Paul, "I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish that I may gain Christ." That is to be poor in spirit. But unlike the ball player who could decide finally to listen to some advice, we would never, by nature, decide to be poor in spirit. And Jesus does not tell his disciples to buckle down and be poor in spirit either. The fact that they were following him, that they gathered around him on the mountain, shows that they already felt poor without him, that their faith looked up to him. When Jesus speaks of the poor in spirit, he is describing what God made of them and you. And he does not speak to demand something further, but to give a blessing. And here it is: "Yours is the kingdom of heaven." Jesus Christ suffered and died for your sins, rose again triumphant, having paid the full penalty, and now rules over all things for the benefit of you, the poor in spirit. Yours is the kingdom. And yes, you are also reigning, ruling with Jesus, because you are agreeing with everything that he does. I know when you're young, it's hard to wait for such blessings. But Jesus does not say that we must wait for the kingdom. He says theirs is the kingdom. Since we have Jesus, we have the kingdom now. All things work together for our good. When the Jews came looking for a millennial kingdom, a great reign of earthly pomp and power, Jesus told them that people cannot say, "Here it is," or "There it is," for the kingdom of God is among you, and they could not see it. When Jesus is with us, the kingdom is with us. When Jesus is with us, the kingdom is ours. And Jesus says, "I am with you always, even to the very end of the age." Can we see the kingdom in our lives? Sometimes. Sometimes God even lets us see the glory of His care, and things fall into place in our lives. But that is not how we know that the kingdom is ours, because things can change. It is a word of God alone that makes us sure that we are kings and priests before God through Jesus Christ. It is His blessing word that brings us to know that His grace is sufficient for us, that His strength is complete even when coupled with our poor weakness. Though devils all the world should fill, the word they still shall let remain. He's by our side upon the plain with His good gifts and spirit. And take they our life, goods, fame, child, wife, if these all be gone, they yet have nothing won. The kingdom ours remaineth. Hymn 262, stanzas 2 and 4. 262, 2 and 4.